In this short review, I'm going to look at IG Index. Now, IG is the absolute granddaddy of spread betting firms. They were established in 1974, and they were the ones that blazed the trail that all other spread betting companies have followed since. And over that time, they've notched up all sorts of firsts. So, for instance, they were the first to offer spread bets on individual shares. They were the first to offer binary bets, and they're still innovating today. Now, they are, over the period of that time, they've consistently been the largest spread betting firm on the block, and their turnover is absolutely colossal. They're regulated by the Financial Services Authority, and they're a member of the London Stock Exchange, and they're listed on the FTSE 250. So basically, your money is safe with them. I mean, they trade around the world with offices in 11 international locations, and they really are not some fly-by-night operation. So you know, they are an absolute solid, dependable company. You know, you really can't get more solid than IG. So, you know, if you're kind of wondering, is your money going to be safe, you need to have no concerns at all with IG. I mean, they really are rock solid. Now, they have two types of account when you go to open an account with them. The first is what they call a limited risk account. Now, this is something that I think is aimed primarily at novice traders, and it will have guaranteed stops on all trades. You do not have the option with a limited risk account of trading without a guaranteed stop. Now, obviously, if you're new to trading, then the idea of a guaranteed stop is probably quite appealing, because you know that you cannot lose more than a set amount, that you know in advance what that's going to be when you're using a guaranteed stop. But there is a downside to that, which is that it's going to cost you more money. It's going to cost you at least 3 points in additional spread charges. So, you know, if whatever it is you're trading ordinarily has a 3-point spread, you're going to be paying at least 6 points to have a guaranteed stop. Now, it's going to vary according to what you're trading as to how much that guaranteed stop will cost you. But the important point to note is that it's going to cost you. That, you know, it doesn't come free of charge. Now, over the course of time, that will really eat into your profits, and it's definitely not something that I would recommend you do on a long-term basis, because it really is going to eat into your profits. I mean, it's fine just for a short while whilst you learn the ropes, but don't look on it as a long-term thing, I suggest, because it isn't necessary, I don't think, to use guaranteed stops all the time. And, you know, it's just throwing money away unnecessarily. But the facility is there for, you know, novice traders if they wish to continue with it. Now, the second type of account they have is what's called a plus account. Now, they have comparatively tight spreads. I mean, you know, they're not the best, I have to be honest. You will find better spreads elsewhere, but, you know, it's comparatively tight. Although, one thing that I do find a bit frustrating is that the spreads are a bit variable. You know, I mean, if you go onto their site, they will quote you as saying their Euro-US dollar spread is 1 point and cable spread is 2 points, but in practice, more often than not, it's actually a point more than that. So although they're quoting Euro US dollar at 1 point, more normally it's going to be a 2-point spread. And although they quote cable at 2 point, more normally it's 3 points. It's a little bit frustrating. You never really know exactly what you're going to be paying. So the spread can be variable. But, you know, it's not an outrageous spread, but just be aware that it's not perhaps the best that you will find. There are better companies out there, you know, in terms of the spread. But of course, the spread isn't everything. You know, you if you go for somebody with just a very, very tight spread and that's your only consideration, you're probably going to be disappointed, because it'll cost you elsewhere in terms of slippage and poor execution and, you know, not getting filled at the price you expected and so on. So, you know, just be aware it swings and roundabouts. But going back to the plus account, they also have one-click trading, and obviously, as long as you know you've got everything set up properly and you know what you're doing, that's going to be quicker, you know, a much quicker way of executing your trade, rather than having to go through a series of windows, clicking on this and do you agree to that, yes, and so on. So one-click trading is available with the plus account, And you can also use trailing stops. Now, depends on your trading strategy as to whether or not it's a facility that you would like to use, but it's very useful that that facility is there if it's something that you know you want to take advantage of. Now, you can also have a credit account rather than a deposit account, so for some people they may feel that's advantageous. You obviously aren't going to need to stump up and you know fund an account in advance, so you may or may not feel that that is useful. To me, you know, it's no big deal, but obviously for some people that's a plus point, so I just think it's worth mentioning that. What is an absolute fantastic thing with IG, and you're not going to beat it anywhere else, is the range of markets that they offer. I mean, it is absolutely huge. You can trade something like 10,000 different markets. You name it, you can trade it. Now, as well as all the usual shares, indices, commodities and forex pairs and so on that you would expect to find, you can also trade options and interest rates. You can do binaries if you're into that sort of voodoo. I mean, to me, that's just absolute black magic. How on earth you're supposed to know how to trade them? To me, it just seems hit and miss. But anyway, that's just my opinion. But binaries are there for you to trade if you wish to. You can also trade house prices. So, you know, I mean, for instance, builders or just house owners can use that as a hedge if they're worried about the, you know, falls in the market. You can go into IG Index, you can trade on house prices as a hedge against falling brick and mortar values. And of course also just Joe Public, who's just wanting to use that as an alternative spread betting medium. The other thing they offer is sectors, so you can trade on, you know, entire sectors, so that again can be very useful. There are not that many different platforms that that offer that you know that ability to do that. They also, on the plus side, they have absolutely fantastic educational materials. They have a number of online tutorials that will get you up to speed both with spread betting in general and also their platform in particular. So if you just go onto the site and click on education, you'll see the different tutorials that they offer there. So you know anybody can just go in and view those. And they also offer what they call TradeSense Education. Now this is aimed at new traders. It's a 6-week course and each week you get a different module. Which you can have either by post or through email. So at the end of the 6-week period, the idea is that you will have been through a sort of complete course that grounds you in what you're doing there. And then they also have a dedicated trading helpline. So if you run into any problems, there's somebody on the end of the phone there that you can contact that'll sort things out for you. The other thing about their TradeSense education program is that you can start off betting at just 10p a point and then gradually over the course of the 6-week period your stakes will build up until by the end of the period you're up to the minimum of £1 a point. So it gives you an ability to just dip your toe in the water at a relatively low cost whilst you learn the ropes. However, the downside to that is that there is no demo account facility. So, you know, once you start trading, it's for real. You've got real money. Admittedly, you know, initially it's only 10p a point, but nevertheless, it's still real money. You don't have the ability to practice with a demo account. Now, for me, that is a bit of a drawback. Personally, I do like to familiarize myself with a platform on a demo account just so I know what I'm doing. Obviously there are pros and cons of that. You know, there are some people who would say that a demo account gives you something of a false sense of security because you're perhaps not quite as committed to a trade as you would be if it was your own money, and you know that's a valid point, but for me personally I like to you know have the opportunity to find my way around with a demo account, and you cannot do that with IG Index, so you need to be aware of that. Now, just going back though to what I was saying about the education facilities, they also give seminars and webinars for all their customers. So that's either if you've been through the TradeSense education program and you want to just take things to the next level, there are, you know, there is the ability to do that either with You know, in-person seminars or online webinars, but also those are available for you know, other more experienced traders. You don't have to have been through the TradeSense education program in order to take those additional seminars and or webinars. So they do a very good job of providing educational materials, and you know, there's a lot available there to help you out. Now, the their margin requirements, they're relatively low. Their deposit rates start at 5%, so you know, that's not too bad. It's not, you know, it's not the best on the block, but you know, it's by no means the worst on the block. So you know, margin rates are not too bad. Spreads, as I said, are okay. They're reasonably tight, but you know, it is possible to get better. So that's a kind of not a major plus, not a major minus to me. A good thing, I think, is they do offer 24-hour trading on popular markets, which can be useful, although you do need to be aware you cannot move your stops out of hours. So just be aware of that. Although they say they do offer 24-hour trading, that, yes, you can open and close trades, but you cannot move your stops, so you need to be aware of that. The other thing is that may possibly be a bit frustrating for you is that their rollovers happen at 8 p.m. So, you know, if you are, for instance, maybe you trade the Dow or whatever, you know, perhaps one of the some of the American markets, and you are maybe looking to close your positions at 9 p.m. UK time, you will already have gone into a rollover situation there. So just be aware of that. Obviously, it depends on your trading style. That might be completely irrelevant to you, but it is a point that's worth mentioning in case that would affect you. Their platform is relatively easy to use. I have to say, I didn't, when I first got to look around it, I didn't find it as intuitive as others. I didn't, you know, immediately get to grips with it. It did take me a little bit of time, but once, you know, once you've had a bit of a play around, you will fairly quickly suss it out, and you know, it isn't too difficult. But as I say, for me, it wasn't immediately obvious. It is a good platform. Their execution times on the main are fast, but you do need to be aware that in volatile periods, everything can seem to go into suspended animation. So for instance, if you're a news trader, then I would say it's not ideal for you. I mean, you need a big enough supply of clean underwear as it is trading the news, never mind without the added suspense of finding that your platform doesn't seem to be responding. And you know, I mean, everything can seem to just lock down for, you know, 30 seconds, a minute, or you know, what seems like an eternity. So if you trade in volatile periods, I would suggest to you that IG is probably not the best platform to be using. And in addition, it's also not ideal for scalpers, because they do seem to be anti-scalping, and they may well switch you on to telephone dealing and manually approving all your trades and so on. And they're definitely not really pro-scalping. So again, depends on your strategy. If you're a scalper or a news trader, I would not be recommending IG Index. But you know, if you're a position trader or you're a day trader and you're trading outside the volatile periods, you know, those factors aren't really going to be an issue, and you won't need to worry about it. They do have absolutely excellent charting facilities with all the bells and whistles that you could ever wish for. And also, you can trade from your mobile. So, you know, if you're out and about and you've got a BlackBerry or another smartphone, you can access all the data that you need through that, and you can place your trades through your mobile as well. So that can be very useful for certain people. They do also have various tools that will scan as many markets as you want, and you know, you set it up, naming the markets that you're interested in, and you predetermine specific patterns that you're looking for, and then the software will just flag up when these patterns occur in whichever market it is that you have specified, and it that can be a massive time saver. So that's a really good point. You can also trade directly off the charts if you want to, and I think you can even set it up to automatically enter positions from those predetermined signals that you set up. I have to say that that's rather entering the territory of robots almost, which for me is a little bit hairy, so that's not something that I do, but I just mention it that it's a facility that's available if you think that it may be something that you'd want to use. Now, you do just need to be aware that they offer different levels of charting packages. I think it's three different levels, and the more comprehensive packages they do charge a monthly fee for. However, at the end of the month they will refund that fee provided you've made a certain number of trades. I'm not sure off the top of my head how many trades it is, but if you contact them they'll be able to fill you in on that. It's not a huge number. They're not expecting you to be trading left, right and centre. I think it's really more set up as a deterrent so that, you know, it stops people from signing up for an account with them purely to access their excellent charts and then trade elsewhere. Obviously they don't want people to be doing that, so they just set it up this way. They will charge you an upfront fee per month, and then they'll refund it to you at the end of the month so long as your account is active. So just be aware of that. That applies in the more sophisticated charting packages that they make available. So you want to just bear that in mind. Customer service tends to be good in the early days, although I have had cause to contact them and been a little bit a little bit disappointed with their response. You know, I found it a bit variable. I've kind of come away with the feeling that they could perhaps have tried a little bit harder, if you know what I mean. I'm not trying to suggest that their customer service is lousy, far from it, but equally I have had calls where I've come away not massively impressed. So I'm a little bit neutral about where their customer service is. I mean, you know, it's not terrible, but I think it could perhaps be a little bit better. Another thing that is worth mentioning is that if you are a big trader, because they are such an enormous company, you're not going to have any problem getting your bets on. You know, if you trade in big bet sizes, you're going to find that with some spread betting companies you may struggle to get your bets on, but that's not likely to be an issue with IG. They are such a big company, they're more than happy to take big bettors, so you needn't worry on that score. So overall, they are a very, very solid company. They offer great charting facilities, they offer a fantastic range of markets. You will not beat them anywhere on that front. Possible downside is their spreads aren't brilliant, their customer service perhaps leaves a little bit to be desired, and it's definitely not for you if you trade the news or if you're a scalper. And of course the other thing to remember is if you're a novice trader, it's kind of plus and minus there. They have a great education facility that they can walk you through, but because you have to trade with a limited risk account, it is expensive because you've got to pay for those guaranteed stops. So, you know, swings and roundabouts. But overall, they are definitely a good company, but I would say that it does depend on your trading style as to whether or not they're going to suit you. They will suit some people far more than others. But take a look at the at their site. If you go to www.financialspreadbetting.com, you will be able to see a link there to the site and have a look around, see what you think, and by all means give them a go. But just beware, as I say, that they are maybe not for everybody. Okay, I hope you found this useful, and thank you very much for listening.